800 AM and 94.9 FM KINY Juneau.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Local first. Now, News of the North.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. These are the stories we're following this hour. Senator Kale is sponsoring a bill on reforming the property assessment process in Alaska. And Thunder Mountain High School boys basketball overcame the Ketchikan Kings last night in a 66-63 win, earning the Region V championship title. But first, State Senator Jesse Kale joined Action Line on Tuesday. Senator Kale is sponsoring Senate Bill 242, a bill on reforming the property assessment process in Alaska after feedback he has received from both Juneau and Haines.
If you want to, you know, have that disagreement with City Hall, well, you got something you can look at and say, okay, did they follow the written rules? There will be written rules. There are a few munis that have done this, by the way, but most local governments in Alaska haven't put that down in writing. And you ought to, because the taxpayer deserves to know.
Kale also shared his thoughts on Senate Bill 140, a public education funding bill.
My first thought is the education funding is absolutely crucial. Schools across Alaska are at or near the crisis point, and you're going to see if this money doesn't get appropriated. It's been so long since we increased our school funding as the cost of everything has gone up. If this money doesn't come to districts, you're going to see lots more districts going through the level of pain that Juneau is and the level of reorganization and massive shifts that Juneau doesn't want to be making but are necessary at this point.
He also responded to Governor Mike Dunleavy's claim that he will veto the bill unless legislators act on his priorities.
I'm open to a compromise with the governor that works if he's got a proposal that works. But if it's I want change and you have to change it my way and I'm not going to even talk to you about it, just do it because I have a hostage here. And in 14 days, I'm gonna take a red pen to its neck. I mean, that's not a way to get anything done.
You can listen to the full Action Line on our website, kinyradio.com. And Thunder Mountain High School's Samuel Lockhart scored 24 of his 39 points in the fourth quarter, helping the Falcons overcome a 13-point deficit in a 66-63 win over Ketchikan High School in the Region V 4A basketball tournament last night.
Juneau only with 7 turnovers in the game, 3 in the second half, and K-High went into the fourth quarter with no turnovers and ended up turning the ball over 7 times, and that was another reason that Thunder Mountain was able to claw their way back into this one.
But still, just an unbelievable performance by Sam Lockhart here in the fourth quarter and throughout the game. One of the all-time great performances we've ever seen. Probably the greatest performance we've ever seen.
I don't know if we've ever seen anyone light up like that.
No, we've never seen anything like it. Sam, only a 5'10 guard, and he was hitting shots from 10 feet behind the three-point line, nothing but the bottom of the net. And it was just unbelievable to be here and witness that. And heartbreaking for the K-High Kings, but Sam was just not going to be denied.
That was Russell Thomas and Clark Sloniker announcing the games on KINY. Coming up, the Alaska Senate has passed Senate Bill 24. That story next when Local First News continues. Welcome back to Local First News. Yesterday, the Alaska Senate passed Senate Bill 24, which seeks to include mental health education in the existing K-12 health curriculum to inform students of vital information about mental health symptoms, resources, and treatment. Sponsored by Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, D. Anchorage, the legislation requires the Department of Education and Early Development and Department of Family and Community Services, in conjunction with the Department of Health, to coordinate with representatives of national, state, and tribal mental health organizations to develop curriculum guidelines. The standards will also have input from parents, teachers, school administrators, and other mental health organizations to form effective guidelines for school boards, teachers, and students. 50% of all lifetime mental illnesses begin by age 14. The vast majority of these students lack mental health treatment. In 2019, at 28.7 deaths per 100,000 people, Alaska's suicide rate doubled the national average. Adding to that heartbreaking statistic, the leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-olds was suicide. The legislation is similar to Senator Gray Jackson's and Senator Matt Kleinman's de-anchorage efforts in 2022, which ultimately did not make it to final legislative approval because of legislative session time restraints. The legislation was passed in the Senate by a vote of 15-4. The bill now heads to the House of Representatives for further consideration. And yesterday, the Alaska State Senate took a significant step forward in addressing critical shortcomings in Alaska's workers' compensation system by unanimously passing Senate Bill 147, sponsored by Senator James Kaufman, R. Anchorage. This bill improves the efficiency, fairness, and predictability of Alaska's re-employment system, enhancing support for injured workers and fostering a more resilient workforce for zero cost to the state. Alaska's current re-employment system primarily focuses on helping injured workers retrain for another career and fails to emphasize returning workers to their preferred profession. In recent years, an average of 550 workers were evaluated, with slightly over 2% of workers, or 13 workers, fully finishing re-employment plans. Senate Bill 147 addresses these deficiencies. The bill moves to the Alaska House of Representatives for consideration. And First Student will be using snow routes for school buses on Douglas Island today. All other areas will have regular bus service. Snow route schedules can be found on the Juneau School District website, junoschools.org, in the bus routes block. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.